All right, Brad, you like this lost key story here. We were getting lost key stories this week from listeners, and Eliza is going to share one that involves her sister, which I don't know if it got her sister in trouble at work, but it probably got her teased by her family members. This is what, about 15 years ago, your sister belonged to a club. Well, now, what kind of club was this, Eliza?
So this was some sort of online club that you could subscribe to where you would get like a designer purse for a certain period of time.
Okay. So you try it out.
And you send it back or something, or you have the option to buy it?
I think you have the option to buy it, but basically it's kind of a revolving thing. You send it back, they send you another one.
Yeah. Those are popular now.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So she's in this club. And she and you guys have given her some grief about this. Your dad was it your dad who did that?
Yeah. He thought this was just the most ridiculous thing he ever heard of. You know, just gave her crap all the time about her purse of the month or her rent a purse.
All right, and so she's at work.
I can see where this
she's,
is going.
She's at work, and what happens?
Well, she's at work, and it was time for her to return this purse, so she noticed that the UPS guy was coming to pick up other packages. She hurries up and empties the purse out, puts the purse in a box, puts a prepaid label on it, gives it to the UPS guy, and it's out the door. So later on that day, nearing the end of her work day, she's getting ready to leave, and it dawns on her that she can't find her keys.
Yeah, I see where this is going.
She shipped her keys.
Shipped my keys.
She just shipped her pants, too.
The reality setting in was created a bit of panic. And she ended up power calling me, but I was in a work meeting and couldn't answer. So she was going through the list of people like, you know, what do I do now because her kid needs to be picked up at daycare in 20 minutes before they close the doors there.
This is not going to be resolved by then.
The car seat blocked in her car in the parking lot at work. She can't lock up at work. Her husband's not available. I'm not answering the phone. Long story short, she came to the end of her list of people she could call to get her out of any part of this. And the only person that answered was my dad, our dad.
I told you so.
He had plenty of questions about that.
One of mine would be, who paid for the UPS? Did you charge your work? Did they pay for that? Did you pay for the UPS? Did they find out about it? You know, all that kind of stuff. It goes in a bunch of different directions. So how long before she got her keys back?
It was actually, it wasn't too long. I would say a couple weeks.
That's a while.
Considering this place where she was sending the purses to was on the East Coast.
Yeah, New Jersey or something.
So they like had to receive the package and then process it all and actually find her keys and connect them back with her. So
I believe it. My wife does this where she'll order, she gets a shipment of, I don't know, 4 or 5 garments a month or something. And a lot of it is stuff that, you wouldn't wear all the time. It's kind of specialty things. So she's going to wear it out or whatever. And we go out to do things and, you know, you put stuff in pockets and things. And it's like, I'm sure she will do this herself. If she doesn't pay attention.
All right. Purse of the Month Club. Thank you very much, Eliza.
Oh, you're welcome, guys.
Love that story. Brad and John at KISM.com. And you can text us out to 360-733-5476.